Stugatz here. I know there's a lot going on right now in the world, and we're all shopping online. I just saw that AT&T started doing two really helpful things for those who want to buy a new phone or device online. They are offering fast, free, no-contact delivery and curbside pickup so that online shopping is as simple and safe as possible. On top of that, they have a flexible return policy so you can shop at ease. You can visit att.com to learn how to shop online from the safety of your own home 24/7. Subject to change, restrictions apply.
It's the Shipping Container. It's Tuesday. We are talking to you. I got a lot of stuff I want to talk about. Greg, Cody's here. Roy, Anthony, Billy, Chris, all here, all in the building. I got a lot of stuff on my mind. I want to talk about one fast food restaurant for the rest of your life, what you would choose. I want to talk about frozen food hierarchy. I got a lot of stuff I want to get to. We've been having a lot of fun.
You don't have to say it all at once, though. Like, we can pace ourselves. We'll get to it. Don't worry. You seem very, like,
it's like your beard's getting
excited right now.
I mean, I am excited. Sometimes I'll admit we do a local hour and I have no idea what we're going to talk about, and I'm just hoping somebody starts talking. But this one, we have things, and I just wanted to give the menu items first. And now we can get to them one by one. Greg Cody is here. Is your microphone working?
I believe so.
All right, good job. All right, now let's start, I guess, in the obvious place, frozen food hierarchy. Greg Cody, when I say to you the best frozen foods in your freezer right now, what would you say they are?
We just had a frozen lasagna that was actually surprisingly good, one of those big family-sized rectangles of lasagna, and it was actually excellent. The first frozen food I ever ate, my mother used to make these all the time growing up, frozen fish sticks.
Wow, I feel like you were eavesdropping on our conversation before, because Tony mentioned both of those things.
You're kidding.
No, yeah. Funny enough, Chris, we were talking back and forth about it, and I said, I think one of the best things that the freezer can produce as far as the dinner is the Stouffer's frozen lasagna. I don't think there's anything better than that, and I'm sure that's what it was.
Now, my top frozen foods, the first thing that pops into mind is frozen pizza. I feel like that's in the top tier of frozen foods. Something that I used to love as a kid, and I recently had it, was White Castle burgers. I used to love these as a kid, and I recently ate them, and I was just like, it was not what I remembered, not the same thing. But frozen pizzas I'm into.
I love frozen White Castle burgers, but you have to cook them perfectly because – they can be hot on the outside, but then you get that one bite in the middle that's still cold.
It's the worst.
Cold experience.
That what you just said makes me feel like you are a White Castle aficionado, but I don't remember in my life you ever eating one, so I have no idea where this knowledge comes from.
I used to eat them all the time. A little drizzle of mustard. It's a beautiful thing. You know, 60 seconds in the micro, and it's call it lunch.
Roy, where do you lean in the frozen food department?
Right now in the freezer is vegetables and frozen meat. But right now I would have to say pizza. We have chicken nuggets for Claire.
Dino nuggets? Ice cream. Dino nuggets?
No, it's just regular old nuggets.
Oh, you got to go Dino. They're so good, Dino.
Not imaginative.
Billy, what about you? I saw you. Billy got this whole conversation going because he is currently eating a frozen pizza.
Oh, yeah. I was reheated frozen pizza and a chicken patty, frozen chicken patties. I like a good chicken patty sandwich. You can get that out of the freezer. Then the desserts, you could have like a frozen pie, like a Hershey Sunday pie or like a key lime pie that you keep in the freezer. You could do obviously any of the ice creams, the popsicles, ice, obviously not a food, but an underrated frozen item. I'm trying to think what else, you know, those popsicles that you get that come like in the, you know, all those different flavors or like, I don't even know what they're called, but those are good. Italian ice
pops.
Is good. Yeah.
Why don't they make those easier to open? I shouldn't have to take a pair of scissors to open those. I need like a clean open. It's a ridiculous thing that
you know, use your teeth.
Yeah, like if I don't have scissors on hand, then I have to like do it all awkwardly with my teeth. Like I just always thought that those things should be easier to open.
I don't think I've had one of those popsicle things that we've been talking about in 15 years.
Really?
They're excellent. My younger son who still lives at home can't get enough of those things. He's the only one who eats them.
What's his go-to flavor? Because they'll come with like 12 different flavors or something, and they're not really flavors. They're more colors. There's like light blue, dark blue, purple, yellow, orange, green. Whatever. I couldn't name the flavors because what's the difference between a light blue and like a medium blue? You know what I mean? Like
Oh, the light blue and the pink are the best ones. I'm not lying to you. It's the best ones.
Yeah, but it's like a Crayola box. Like, what are the actual flavors? I think it's just colored water, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, colored water and sugar. Yeah.
No, this is not a Fruit Loop situation. These things all taste different. Like, I don't know if that's what Billy's insinuating here. This is not a Fruit Loop situation.
No, red and purple rule.
Get out of here, man.
That's what you got to go. You got to go red and purple. The worst one is the light yellow. Is it like, it's supposed to be like pineapple or something?
Oh, it's a green one. It's a green one, isn't it?
I'm picturing, it's almost like a cream.
No, pineapple is not green. I'm with Greg. The light yellow is probably pineapple.
Yeah, I've never seen a light yellow one in those out of box packets.
Or maybe a coconut. Could it be coconut?
You know what? I think it is coconut.
No,
and it's awful.
No. Oh,
it's dreadful.
To Greg's point, I've seen the gummy bears be that clear color, and those are pineapple.
That's my favorite gummy bear.
Really?
Yeah.
Clear pineapple is your favorite?
Yeah, I like that one. I really like that one. An underrated gummy bear. You can have your reds and your oranges.
Reds is number one. We all know reds is number one.
Yeah. Give me the clear one. There's just something about it that leaves a taste in my mouth that I can't get enough of.
I don't like gummy bears.
What?
At all?
Gummy bears are gross, yeah.
Why?
My daughter eats these like little fruit snacks. There's a similar texture. I don't like these gooky. I used to like Gushers, so I don't know what I'm doing here.
I don't like Gushers.
Oh, I love a Gusher.
Gummy bears have a different consistency than the fruit snacks. The gummy bears are a bit harder than the fruit snacks.
Mm. Yeah, I hate gummy bears for the consistency.
Wow.
You know what else I hate that reminds me of gummy bear as a mouthfeel is licorice. I've never been a licorice guy.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Twizzlers, licorice, garbage, all trash.
Yes, yes, yes.
Who eats actual licorice? I mean, I've seen Twizzlers at movie theaters, but like I've never seen someone just eating licorice.
Very unpopular, a very unpopular snack.
Do you guys have Sour Patch Kids, or you don't like the texture of Sour Patch Kids either?
Yeah.
Sour Patch Kids I like. Greg's probably never had one because you only get those at the movies, and he's never been to a movie.
What's that? A Twizzler?
Oh Jesus! No, a Sour Patch Kid.
No,
I don't do that.
Greg strikes me as a Swedish fish kind of guy.
I don't even know what a Swedish fish is.
Oh, wow.
I like that. No, I'll give you that.
I'll eat a goldfish cracker.
Ooh, goldfish crackers are severely underrated. Also,
yes,
by the way,
yes, they are.
Those are prime time little just – I'm watching a TV show. I want to get a little bit of snacking going, throw a couple of goldfish in. I love goldfish.
I don't like how –
the wholesale club is a huge, huge box.
I don't like these pretzels pretending to be goldfish. I mean, to be goldfish, though. Like
the goldfish pretzels?
No.
They're not bad.
No, they're not bad. I like them.
Just go be a pretzel. You don't need to be a fish, too. You already have the pretzel market cornered, so now you have to come over here to the goldfish.
I think the goldfish is trying to get into the pretzel market. It's the opposite.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
It's the opposite, yeah.
It's not a fan.
Can I ask you guys a question about bears before we get too far away from the bears? Because
sure.
I feel like I heard this yesterday on the show, and we didn't discuss it whatsoever, and I'm wondering if anyone else heard it. And I don't think it's going to be addressed. Dan was talking about his fight with Dana White, and I think that he said that his wife said that her panda bear can't fight Dana White. Did I miss
that? He said that. Yes, he did.
Because we just kind of kept moving and no one was like, wait a minute, is this a nickname that we're unaware of? And there was like no addressing it whatsoever. And I'm just wondering if I misheard that or what happened.
I was wondering if she only calls him that in relation to this conversation or whether his nickname from her is just my panda bear. What kind of bear would Dan be if he was a bear? Greg?
Oh man, panda's not bad, shape wise.
What kind of bear was Winnie the Pooh?
It was a honey Pooh bear.
Honey bear.
Honey bear. Honey bear. Yeah. I mean, that could be. He could be a honey bear.
I would say Dan is a big brown bear, like a Kodiak.
But not
Kodiak.
A grizzly.
Like a grizzly?
No, no. He's. I almost said he's too soft to be a grizzly, but I don't want to disparage him. I'm going to stick with Kodiak.
Who do you think wins, Jack? Greg, in a legitimate boxing match? Dan Le Batard? Would it be boxing? Like, are we assuming it would be boxing?
I thought it would be MMA.
Yeah,
because that's what MMA. It is.
Getting training just from because, Jorge Masvidal now.
Just so, because Dana has been a boxer before, that's why I thought maybe they'd do boxing. All right, so put him in the octagon, Greg. Who do you got? If you had to put money, if you had to put $500 on it right now, you going Dana White or Dan?
Dana.
Like easily, you don't think Dan puts up a fight?
How old is Dana White? I don't even know. Isn't he a little younger?
I would guess he's in like, his 40s. I'm not sure, though.
I think he's in his 50s by now.
Is he?
He's exactly 50.
Wow. There we go.
So they're basically the same age.
Yeah.
Weight class would be similar as well, I assume, right?
Yeah, Dana's both heavy. Both heavyweights. Yeah.
Dana's only 5'11", but ooh. I feel like
Dan's got reach on him.
I don't want this to sound bad, but I feel like they wear their weight a little differently.
Yeah, that's not a bad.
I don't like Dana just looks very jacked. I don't know how much he weighs.
He does. He just looks more like a guy who would actually have been in an octagon more than Dana does.
I mean, I don't want to generalize here. Dana seems like someone that likes to punch things.
Yes.
You know? And I don't know that Dan necessarily does.
Like, what would Dan's strategy be? Just get him to the ground and lay on him?
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
That's what I feel like is his only strategy there that could be beneficial.
So Dan's more of a ground and pound kind of guy instead of a stand-up striker.
Right. I mean, that's what I'm hoping for, and for his sake.
Well, there's great people in UFC that have been able to do that. Like Daniel Cormier was a world champion wrestler, an NCAA champion. And he got up in the strike game for a little bit, but his best thing is when he goes to the ground. Maybe Dan is that Daniel Cormier kind of guy.
Since Jorge Masvidal is training him, you think he's going to come out with that flying knee?
Oh, wow, that would be funny. The fight starts, Dan. It'd
be funny if he goes for flying knee. It's like, oh, my hip.
Greg,
only 3 inches off the ground.
If we were building out this card where Dana and Dan are going to be the main event, what would be your who could you challenge in the media?
I would be going up against
Bob Ryan.
No, well, I would say that's not bad. I was thinking Tim Kurchin maybe.
Oh wow,
he's small.
Kornheiser.
I thought you'd take it. This would be your shot to finally settle the score between you and Dave Hyde.
Oh wow.
Well, Hyde's a little bit younger than I am now.
You don't think you could take Dave Hyde?
Hyde is both younger and taller than I am.
Who wins in a fight? Who wins in a fight? Dave Hyde, Greg Cody.
Well, he sounds like he's saying Dave Hyde.
Well, no, despite my my obvious disadvantages, I would like me in that matchup.
More heart.
I'm gonna bring the old man power. I tell you that.
What would be your opening move? Like if Jorge Masvidal has the flying knee, what would be Greg Cody's opener?
I don't know, but it wouldn't be anything flying. I'm not sure if I could get my foot up to anybody's chin. I don't think that'll work for me. I'm a good shadow boxer. I will say that.
I believe it.
I don't know how that would translate in a ring or an octagon, but I can shadow with anybody.
Greg, you'd look great in the pre-fight stuff. You know how they show in the locker room?
Yes, exactly.
We have all heard what Greg Cody sounds like after walking up one flight of stairs, okay? I don't know if the stamina is going to be there for this fight.
Well, see, I want my opponent to underestimate me. I want my opponent to bring that attitude.
Whose lunch is ready? I just heard a ding. Whose lunch is ready?
That is, you know, seconds. That is the chicken patty, the frozen chicken patty.
Ooh. Okay.
Nice.
No longer frozen.
Greg. One fast food restaurant for the rest of your life.
Wow. The default answer for me would be McDonald's, but I have to get a little more creative than that.
Why would that be your default answer?
Well, because I don't do fast food much, but when I do, it just tends to be, you know, a cheeseburger from McDonald's. I don't know.
So it looks like McDonald's is your answer.
It could be Taco Bell. In a different mood. I don't know.
I'm debating because I have a kid now. So like, am I playing this game selfishly just for me? Cause my daughter loves Chick-fil-A and like those nuggets and stuff like that. So like, to me, it's between Taco Bell when I'm thinking selfishly and Chick-fil-A if I'm thinking about my wife and my kids.
Do you guys remember, I want to say at least 10 years ago where it was like a common thing that you'd have a Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, KFC all at one fast food.
The
like,
Yum Brand.
Yeah.
Yum Brand. I still have one of those. There's a Taco Bell KFC near my house.
Really?
Yeah.
But they don't have the Pizza Hut? I would choose that because then you, if you could choose that, because then you have the variety of three different ways that you could go on that.
That's true.
There was a weird, by where I lived, there was a combo, I think it was like Baskin Robbins. And,
right on Bird.
Yeah, it's like Baskin Robbins and like some other thing. It's like an Italian restaurant or something, like in the same thing. At first, I thought that it was Dunkin' Donuts. I thought it was Dunkin' Donuts and Baskin Robbins together, but then like
I've seen those.
The Dunkin' was next door, and the Baskin Robbins was inside of just an Italian restaurant. It was really weird.
Wow,
I choose that then. All right, is that fast food? That's not fast food. It's ice cream.
Tony, what are you going with? Is Chipotle fast food?
Yes, casual, but unequivocally, it's Chick-fil-A without any hesitation. With I don't even care about the meat portion, like actual cow meat. I'll have Chick-fil-A for the rest of my life and be absolutely content.
Roy,
McDonald's.
Really? What's your go-to? What's your go-to order at McDonald's, Roy?
McNuggets.
Really?
Sometimes I would get a vanilla shake.
Okay. Mm. Yeah. Now, if you're just going nuggets, I feel like Tony's hit it out. Like, if I'm looking for nuggets, I'm going to Chick-fil-A every time.
No, I disagree.
Really?
I've been a McDonald's nuggets guy, you know, since basically I was a little kid. So,
I don't think so. I think if you were loyal to McDonald's nuggets, you'd be calling them McNuggets, and you're not calling them McNuggets, which is what they're called when they're from McDonald's.
Well, I'm calling them nuggets. No, I'm calling them nuggets right now because I'm buying actual chicken nuggets for Claire, and I got used to saying nuggets.
How about brand loyalty? If you like the chicken McNugget, you know that it goes by McNugget. Totally different than a chicken nugget.
Right. Well, you can kiss my ass. How about that?
I challenge everyone to name two defunct fast food restaurants.
Oh. Hardee's. Is Hardee's still around?
Hardee's still around. They're now with Carl's Jr.
I'm gonna start by saying Neba's.
What?
Never heard of it. Sounds like a fish.
It's like a roast beef.
Arby's.
Yeah, it was like Arby's. It was like a rival of Arby's, and it was called Neba. N-E-B-A. Look it up.
Did Arby's buy them out?
I don't know. And down in South Florida, there used to be, before Taco Bell, there used to be a chain called Taco Viva. So those are my two defunct.
That I've heard of. I've actually heard of Taco Viva.
I would say A&W Root Beer. They used to have standalone fast food places, and those are now all gone too. The last one I remember was way down south, Sunset and 117th, right next to where the BJ's is. There used to be an A&W Root Beer. Now it's gone.
Yeah, that was one in Carroll City that was aligned with Long John Silver's.
Yeah.
What's the fast food restaurant that's not in this area that you guys have never had that you really want to try right now?
Mine's Zaxby's.
I've never.
Roy, you can go up to West Palm. They've got Zaxby's in West Palm.
I'm going to travel an hour to go out to get some Zaxby's.
Well, you know, remember the last time you went to Orlando when you took Claire to Disney? You could have stopped by Zaxby's. They have Zaxby's in Orlando as well.
That's a good point.
I go with In-N-Out. I've never had an In-N-Out burger.
In-N-Out's incredible. I love In-N-Out.
I've had Whataburger. That's like the Texas. That's like a Texas chain, right? That I have had. That's delicious. In-N-Out on the West Coast, I definitely have never had.
A fat burger.
Have you had In-N-Out, Greg?
I have. When we traveled last summer, we were in, I think, Arizona or California, somewhere like that. And we actually went out of our way. We drove like 15 minutes just to experience an In-N-Out burger.
You got it animal style or what, Greg?
Oh, wow. The lingo.
You know, we got the equivalent of like a double cheeseburger. I don't even know I don't remember exactly what they called it.
So animal style is when they add like that Thousand Island dressing with like crispy burnt onions.
Oh yeah, that's me.
It's really good. You can put it on the fries or you can put it on the burger. But In-N-Out's incredible. I'm almost ashamed to say like I've almost tried everything. I think the one thing that I haven't had is original White Castle mini burgers, like from White Castle.
I'm trying to think I was in New Orleans and they had some little burger. I don't think it was White Castle though. What's the other small burger?
Royal Castle.
Yeah, Crystal. Royal Castle.
They have one in Miami left.
It might have been Crystal. Mm. I'm not sure. It was like on the strip, like late night, like 2 a.m. after doing New Orleans. We were just like, oh, look, there's a burger place. Let's go there. And that's, I've had that. Have you guys ever been, I don't know who made me think of this, to the, there's the place in America where you can be in four states at one time. What's that place called?
Four Corners Monument.
A Four Corners Monument. Yeah. What is it like? I'm going to show my ignorance here. It's Arizona, Nevada,
Colorado,
and Utah,
and New Mexico.
Oh, whatever. All right. So that, have you guys ever, anybody ever been to that?
No.
That would be cool.
I've been further west in Chicago.
Cause I'm curious, is there, like, I'm sure the thing to do is take a picture with all four of your extremities, like, touching in four places at one time. And I wonder if with COVID, if that's a little, dicey at this point.
Well, it looks like it's closed today. I don't know if that's just a today thing or if it's just been closed.
Wow.
Are the four states, what are the four states? Because I feel like we had a couple of them flung out there.
The four states are Arizona, Utah, Colorado, and New Mexico.
Nevada. Nevada.
You said Nevada, yeah. So the one
you don't know about geography, man.
Yeah. geography, schmography.
I mean, we had a four, right?
Yeah.
I have never been to the four monuments. We did, on our travels last summer, we did go out of our way to visit Winslow, Arizona. You know, anybody, you young people know why that's significant?
I feel like I've heard it in a song before.
It's the home of the Eagles, right?
It's the Eagles song, Take It Easy.
The Winslow, Arizona.
And needless to say, Winslow, Arizona markets itself entirely around that. They have like billboards and photos of the Eagles, and they have become a tourist destination because of that song. It's a tiny little one stoplight town, and they basically, their whole economy thrives on a 35-year-old Eagles record.
Have you been to all the cities in that song?
What are the other cities in that song?
I don't know, man.
That's the only one I can think of.
Well, I think we have a problem here. We're actually thinking of a Steve Miller Band song that Chris was telling the tune to.
Oh, yeah, Steve Miller Band, yeah.
Because that's the one you're thinking of, where it's somewhere Arizona, all the way to Tacoma, Philadelphia, Atlanta, L.A. That's all Steve Miller Band.
Yeah. Right, but you're right. That is a Steve Miller song, but the Winslow, Arizona reference is definitely the Eagles. The late Glenn Frey sang the vocals on that. Yep. And
so there's two songs that have that city in it, basically, is what we're saying then.
I don't know if the Steve Miller song does.
No. I'm looking at the lyrics to Take It Easy. And, Greg, I think you can say that you've been to every city in this song, Take It Easy, because Winslow, Arizona is the only city named in this song.
That's right.
I think Chris was humming the words and humming the melody of Steve Miller Band's song instead of Take It Easy, because Take It Easy. Chris was doing something completely different.
Yeah, what song were you doing, Chris?
And if Winslow, Arizona, then a way to Tacoma.
Winslow, Arizona, then
a LA. I don't know.
Winslow, Arizona is not in that song.
you guys thought it was, though. You thought it
was. Yeah, it's your fault.
I was just singing. I'm trying to help out. I
think they do say Arizona, though.
What song is that?
Keep on Rocking Me.
Yeah.
By Steve Miller Band.
Yeah. Funny enough, I have a great story about the Steve Miller Band. So, it was the last, tell me if you guys remember this, and some of you may have been there, last game for the Miami Marlins at Pro Player Stadium. They played the Pirates, okay? Mm-hmm. Last game ever, Steve Miller Band performed live after the game, and I was there to watch it. I was there in a box. I don't even know how we got
Saturday
a box.
Night? Was it a Saturday night
It was
concert?
A Saturday night final game, or maybe the final homestand.
I was
going
to say, Sunday would have probably been the final.
Yeah. I don't know if it may be a short, a shortened series. It was a Friday, Saturday, whatever. But Steve Miller Band, last performance ever for the Marlins at Pro Player.
Look at that. I remember that game because everybody was complaining about Al Leiter and he taking too long on a mic. I remember that. Everybody hated Al Leiter's speech.
So I've tracked down the lyrics now to Keep Rocking Me. Yeah. All right, so it's Phoenix, Arizona, all the way to Tacoma, Philadelphia, Atlanta, L.A., Northern
Phoenix,
California.
Phoenix, Arizona. See, that's what it was. It's Phoenix, Arizona. I thought it was the other city.
Right.
Yeah.
And then then the other song is?
I've moved on from the other song.
Okay. Come on. Yeah. Look at us.
You don't know it.
Look at us.
I think I'm going to get a haircut this week.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. I'm terrified, man. I'm so terrified of, like, this barber just, like, being all up in my grill with a mask, and I'm just like, what?
You wasted a golden opportunity to buzz your hair that you said you wanted to try.
I know. I did. Yeah. I accept that.
Yeah.
Greg, you think Chris would look good with a shaved head?
I have never seen that look on him. It's hard to picture.
I have a big head. It's too big for – I think it's too big for bald.
You know, I don't like the bald top with a beard. I always think that that's sort of a look that I don't particularly like.
Why?
I don't know. It looks lopsided. It looks like somebody's standing upside down. You know, I'm more used to hair on top and no beard. And so when you flip that, it's just a weird look to me.
Yeah.
Greg, who do you have on Greg Cody Show this weekend? It's not this week.
We actually have an in-depth interview with Ron McGill, who your listeners know very well, and talked to him about a lot of stuff, you know, his tough childhood and how he met his wife and his first trip to Cuba and a bunch of stuff like that. Really good interview.
And he tells a really good story about LeBron and D-Wade, too.
Yes.
So you like how I asked you what you have on it, even though I knew? Look at that.
I do like that. What a pro you are.
Why'd you even ask the question?
Just because he just texted me on the side. Am I going to get this promo in or not?
Okay.
I did not, but I should have, now that you mention it. I wish I had.
See you guys.
Hey, Christopher, stay on here for just a second because I want you to teach me how to do a background. Like, a funny background on Zoom.
All right, go to down at the bottom where you see the microphone.
Yeah.
Then click the little arrow, the upward arrow, and then you should see audio settings.
I do.
Then that window should open up.
Right.
And then click virtual background.
Wow.
And then you can just kind of click on these different virtual backgrounds.
What if I want my own?
Yeah, you see at the top right of where it says choose virtual background, it says add image or video.
Right.
That's how you upload a photo.
Ah, okay. I'm gonna mess around with that. And then it stays on? Like, I mean, whenever I sign into Zoom, it's on.
No, I mean, I think you have to do it every time.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I mean, maybe there's a way to set it, but I'm not sure.
Right. Okay, good. I'm gonna try that. When I show up on the Levitard show tomorrow morning, I'll have a background.
Okay.